Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Today, for the first time, I was referred to as that man.
What were you doing?
Mind my own bloody business. That's what I was doing. I was that man. It was a mother who was trying to get coats on their kids outside their house. Brought the dog for a walk. I wrap up very well because I get cold very quickly. So I had a jumper on, a jacket, a bobbly hat, and a pair of gloves. It was a bit extreme. And a pair of sunglasses, because even though it was very bright, it was very cold. And there was a couple of kids outside their house playing, and the mother came out with coats and was like, put these on. And they were like, no, 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 no. And then she pointed at me and went, look at that man. Thankfully, it wasn't what usually happens in shops. It was like, look at that man. He's got his coat on. He's wrapped up well. No, no, no. They didn't put on their coats. However, then it got me thinking, and this is specifically to parents with young children. When you use, look at that man, he's going to get you if you don't behave. Do you want me to play the part? If you're in a shop, I don't know how often it happens, but today has made me think it is going to happen to me again. There's a child having a tantrum in a shop and a man is pointed out by the mother or father and it's like, that man is going to get you if you don't behave. Do you want me to play the part? Do you want me to come over and be like, ooga booga, stop being a bold child?
And can we clarify today, this woman was only using you as an example. She didn't then proceed to say, he's going to come over and, you know, if you don't put on your coats.
No.
You were just a faraway example.
But I thought that's what it was going to progress to. I thought if they didn't put on the coats, then I'd have to be called into action. That man with the coat on is now going to come and get you. Do you want me to play the part, parents?
Like, my instinct is to say no, and you could get yourself into trouble. But then again, well, I'm not a parent, and my only adjacent parenting experience would have been over Christmas, where at certain times I was in charge of my niece and nephew. And like, sometimes you have to resort to threats and blackmail and things that you didn't think you'd resort to because you need to get them to do something. So maybe parents will tell us different and say, yeah, we actually want you to play the part.
I am a fresh-faced 31-year-old and today was the surprise that I was referred to as that man in a positive example. But it's only a matter of time until I'm used as that man is going to get you if you don't behave, child. And I need to be prepared when that comes.
Absolutely.
Will I spring into action for you in a shop or in a park? That man's going to get you. Do you want me to run after your child? I will never physically touch them, but do you want me to scare them up?
The day this blows up into a social media storm, I don't know if I'm going to be able to stand by you, Dave. I'll stand by you through a lot. I just don't know.
Dave Duke caught running after innocent children in a playground. That's a headline nobody needs. That'd be an absolute catastrophe for the station.
We will invite parents as the experts on this because the two of us, not a clue what we're talking about.
087-1-102-107. I'll spring into action only when I get the go-ahead. I thought I was going to have to spring into action today. For the first time ever, I was referred to by a parent as that man. That man. Look at him.
And you weren't doing anything untoward. In fact, you were being used as an example.
Couple of kids outside the house playing. I was walking the dog. I was fully wrapped up. Jacket, hat, gloves. She was trying to get coats on the children because it was very cold today, even though it was beautifully sunny. And I was referred to as, look at that man. He's lovely and wrapped up. You should be too. They refused. However, it could have progressed to, if you don't put on your coat, that man is going to get you. What do you want me to do in that situation, parents? I need to know.
Honestly, it's a dangerous, dangerous area.
Vicky says, yes, please, spring into action as that man, as a mum of six.
Vicky, we are impressed by you forevermore.
Hi, Valerie. Yes, we would love it. Valerie's trying to speak on behalf of all parents here. Kids will listen to a stranger telling them to do something more quickly than their parents.
Will they really? I don't know if I want to test that theory.
God, like, I'm going to get myself into awful bother. If, say, if I'm in a shop and a child is throwing a tantrum because they can't get what they want, and then a parent says, oh, that man is going to take you away if you don't stop crying. Like, if I spring into action...
Yeah, it's going to listen to bad publicity.
Hmm. But then you'd want to make it worse by going, no, no, not at all. You should continue your tantrum. Don't use me as that man. It's a very, very tricky tightrope to walk.
Yeah, grey area.
Head down, walk on, I think it might be the best.
I think from now on, and maybe don't wrap up as well as you have been.
I'm not giving myself a cold because I don't want to spring into action as that man.
Fair enough.
It's a tricky one. I'm actually sorry now I asked the question because I'm getting back up here and I still don't think it's a good idea.
This is the one benefit, I think, of any sort of gender divide, because I don't think people are as likely to be like, that woman is going to come and give out to you.
You're right, Fionnuala. I hear exactly what you're saying. It's sexism in action. I didn't leave half enough time to get all the parents' opinions. Do you want me to spring into action as that man?
Hi, Dave. I think you need to kind of play the situation out a little bit. See, if the child behaves, then you don't need to do anything. If they don't behave and do what they're told, and I go over and be like, well, I'm going to take you or whatever, unless you do what you're told, and then see.
See, I could mistime it badly. The child snaps back into good behaviour, Kerry, and then I'm like, I'm still going to take you. That would traumatise them for life.
I see this ending badly.
I'm just going to stay out of it altogether, but I'm sorry that I didn't leave enough time to hear all your opinions, parents, of being that man. By the way, a lot of people think I'm a lot older and scarier looking because of the way I sound on the radio. I'm not a scary looking man. Please tell me I'm not.
No, you're fresh-faced, like you are, absolutely.
Thank you.
Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.